Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library. Good afternoon, Lydia.
Well, hi, Paul.
Well, the temperature slowly going down and down and down.
Yeah, are you ready to trade your mower in for the snowblower?
Yep.
You are.
Actually, my wife mowed the lawn last Saturday when it was like 70 degrees, and it's probably the last time we'll mow.
I shouldn't admit this, but I, on that same weekend, yep, put my Christmas lights up. I figured it was going to be a lot more pleasant to do it then than when it was minus 20 and I was clinging on to a metal ladder. So I went for it.
Yep, good. I think a lot of people did that. So it's going to be about 30 degrees, 20 degrees this weekend. So big temperature swing there.
Yeah, winter will be upon us.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for coming into the studio again to tell us all about what's happening in the library system.
Yes, and we do have a bunch of stuff going on. And then a few other things I wanted to talk about, remind people of some of the stuff you can do with your library card. But first off, I should put it out there as a reminder that we're going to be closed on Veterans Day. All Pioneerland libraries are closed on Veterans Day, which will be Thursday, November 11th.
Yep.
So
yep.
Open again for regular hours on Friday, though.
Okay.
So in the list of different databases and things that we have that we offer through Pioneerland, there's been a new one recently added that I wanted to talk about, which is a really great resource. It's called Tumble Book Library, and it's something that kids and families can access from home or from a library computer. It's an unlimited and free database of ebooks for children, and they are animated. So there's over 250 animated talking picture books, and the site also features Spanish and French books, read-along chapter books, nonfiction, and it also has a selection of games and puzzles on it.
Okay.
So, especially for younger kids, it's a really fun resource to go on there and see those picture books animated and with voiceover. Yeah, it's a really cool website to check out. I think teachers would really like it too. So if you want to access that, you can just go through our Pioneerland Library website. That's Pioneerland, all one word, .lib.mn.us. And on the left-hand side, that left-hand menu, there is a big banner for Tumble Book Library. You just click on that, and it'll take you right to the database.
Okay, sounds good.
So speaking of databases, I wanted then to remind people kind of some of the different things you can access with your library card beyond just walking into your local library and checking things out, which, of course, we have lots of things for you that way, too. But there are a lot of databases and also lending sources that you can access with your library card. One we talked about last time was OverDrive and their Libby app, which is our digital collection of ebooks and audiobooks. There is also MinLink. So when you go onto our Pioneerland website and our catalog, that will search all of the items in Pioneerland, which is our 32 library system. But if you go to minlink.org, that will give you the statewide collection.
Oh, wow.
Because almost all, there's a few exceptions, but almost all of the libraries in Minnesota do take part in reciprocal borrowing where, you know, say that there is a book you want and it's in the library in Duluth. You can go on, find it, request it, and they will send it down here and you can check it out just like you would a book from our library.
Cool.
So that's MinLink. You can find books, movies, audiobooks, really anything you would find walking into your local library, you can find those same things and request them and have them come from wherever they may happen to be in the state. So it really expands the, you know, what's available and the different sources there. So great resource to check out. If you're not seeing it on the Pioneerland website, go on to MinLink because it's probably on there somewhere and we can get it for you. So along with that, we have different resources. You can go on to our Pioneerland website and we have on that same left-hand menu, there will be links like library catalogs and learning resources. And there's a lot of great databases and different resources you can find in there. One of them is elmlibraryMN.org. That's a database that, it's sort of a database of databases. It's a directory of databases. And through it, you can find everything from free ebooks and magazines to reference and educational guides, stuff on law, stuff on health and wellness. There's just a massive amount of information you can find through there. And again, that's elibraryMN.org, and you can find that on pioneerland.lib.mn.us. It's just one of the many links that's on there. We also have resources like Brain Fuse Help Now, that's a free tutoring resource, or Learning Express Library that has nearly 1,000 tutorials, practice tests, ebooks, everything from tutorials on improving workplace skills to college and grad school entrance test preps. I mean, it's just a huge database of stuff. So again, if you just go on to pioneerland.lib.mn.us, you can find those in our different databases. And yeah, there's just so much information that you can access through there.
Good.
So yeah, go on there, check that out. Just have your library card handy in case you need to enter your number, but it'll all be free, and it's really great resources.
I use my Libby app this past week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. It's just so handy to have that instant access to books.
It is.
Yeah. Love Libby.
Little different world. All, you know, a lot of digital now. So.
Yes. Although print books are still more popular.
A lot of people prefer to hold a book in their hand.
Mm-hmm. So. And I think unless you have a special e-reader, sometimes that paper is just easier on the eyes too.
But that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Should we move into what the staff is reading? My favorite part, or you got something else?
Well, I want to tell you first about some of the crafts and different things we have going on. So the Madison, Dawson, and Canby libraries, we now have our telescopes available for use.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that a little bit before, and it's been a tie-in with some of the different programs we've done recently, like when we had the NASA ambassador out here. So those telescopes are now ready for checkout. And it's a kit that comes with the telescope, with instructions and different supplies, star maps, really everything you need to get started for using those telescopes. And they can be checked out by any patron who's 18 or older and has a valid Pioneerland library card. So stop in and find out more about that. They're really awesome. Crafts and activities coming up in Madison on Tuesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. We invite middle-aged school kids in to join us for projects and games. Next week, November 16th, we're going to be making button tree art. And then Tuesday, November 23rd, it will be paper turkeys. We also have weekly make and take craft kits for kids. One of the upcoming ones is going to be a really cute little hedgehog, fall hedgehog. So over in Dawson, they are also going to be having some make and take kits. Turkey Thanks Jar make and take kits will be available starting this week. Really cute little craft with, I believe it's an old baby food jar that you turn into a turkey and can put little treats in. And then the next one will be available starting on the 22nd, and that will be a Christmas tree make and take kit. Over in Canby, they're going to be doing a class, and that's going to be a Thanksgiving mosaic placemat that they'll be doing, and that's on Monday, November 15th from 3 to 4 p.m., and you will need to get in touch with them for that one. They want pre-registration for that one. And one other thing, at the end of the month, starting Monday, November 29th, all three libraries are going to have adult and teen-oriented make-and-take kits, and those are going to be for some really cute little Christmas cookie ornaments made out of felt, kind of a sewing craft. So keep an eye out for that, and go onto our Facebook pages, because that's some of what we're doing. We don't have time to go over everything, so go on there for really for a full list of everything. And that's Madison Public Library MN, Dawson Public Library MN, and Canby Public Library MN.
All right, real good. Well, my favorite part of the show now,
yes,
you get to find out what Lydia's reading and the staff.
We'll get down to it. I have been reading The Ice Pick Surgeon by Sam Keen. Science is a force for good in the world, at least usually. But sometimes, when obsession gets the better of scientists, they twist a noble pursuit into something sinister. Under this spell, knowledge isn't everything. It's the only thing, no matter the cost. Best-selling author Sam Keen tells the true story of what happens when unfettered ambition pushes otherwise rational men and women to cross the line in the name of science, trampling ethical boundaries and often committing crimes in the process. Deb has been reading Daughter of the Morning Star, Walt Longmire, Book 17 by Craig Johnson. When Lola Long's niece, Jaya, begins receiving death threats, Tribal Police Chief Long calls on Aberosca County Sheriff Walt Longmire, along with Henry Standing Bear, as lethal backup. Jaya Longshot Long is the phenomenon of the Lame Deer Ladies Star High School basketball team and is following in the steps of her older sister, who disappeared a year previously, a victim of the scourge of missing Native women in Indian Country. Lola hopes that having Longmire involved might draw some public attention to the girl's plight, but with this maneuver, she also inadvertently places the good sheriff in a one-on-one with the deadliest adversary he has ever faced in both this world and the next. Karen is reading Plain Truth by Jody Picoult. The small town of Paradise, Pennsylvania is a jewel in Lancaster County, known for its picture postcard landscapes and bucolic lifestyle. But that piece is shattered by the discovery of a dead infant in the barn of an Amish farmer. A police investigation quickly leads to two startling disclosures. The newborn's mother is an unmarried Amish woman, 18-year-old Katie Fisher, and the infant did not die of natural causes. Although Katie denies the medical proof that she gave birth to the child, circumstantial evidence leads to her arrest for the murder of her baby. Alice is reading Two Sisters Detective Agency by James Patterson and Candace Fox. Attorney Rhonda Byrd returns home after a long estrangement when she learns her father has died. There she makes two important discoveries. Her father stopped being an accountant and had opened up a private detective agency, and she has a teenage half-sister named Baby. Baby brings in a client to the detective agency, a young man who claims he was abducted. During the course of the investigation, Rhonda and Baby become entangled in a dangerous case involving a group of overprivileged young adults who break laws for fun, their psychopath ringleader, and an ex-assassin victim who decides to hunt them down for revenge. And Naomi is reading Giants in the Earth, O.E. Rolvig, by O.E. Rolvig. Giants in the Earth is a novel by Norwegian-American author Ole Edvard Rolvig. First published in Norway as two books in 1924 and 25, the author collaborated with Minnesota Lincoln Concord on the English translation. The novel follows a Norwegian family's struggles as they try to make a new life as pioneers in the Dakota Territory. Rolvig is interested in psychology and the human cost of empire building, at a time when other writers focused on glamour and the romance of the West. The book reflects his personal experiences as a settler, as well as the immigrant homesteader experience of his wife's family.
Interesting. Always interesting to hear what the staff is reading.
Yeah. A little science, a little murder.
You guys just amaze me. I don't mind reading books. I don't read a book a week, but where do you guys find the time to read?
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I certainly personally rely on audiobooks.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people say that lately.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I get a lot of
drive time.
Yeah. Drive time or doing, chores around the house, and you can listen to a book at the same time. And I use Libby for that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Lydia, for coming in. Where's the library located and when you open?
Well, we are open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 7:30, Fridays from 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. We are closed Monday through Thursday from 1 to 1:30 for lunch, and we're located on the north end of Main Street in Madison, just at the end of the old business district.
All right. Thanks, Lydia, for coming in, and crunch the leaves now on the way back to the library. On your walk.
I'll be sure to do that.
Talk to you next time. Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library.